Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Today we hear in the gospel that the whole law and the prophets is summed up in these two commandments. And the commandments, of course, is to love God above all and to love your neighbor as yourself. And so we continue, if you will, from last week's homily. Last week in the homily, we talked about God is love and needing to experience the love of God in our own lives. And that is so important that we experience the love of God in our own life so that then we can then love other people. And we can then love God. Because if we don't have the sense of being loved, then we'll never respond to love, the God of love. We'll always just be afraid of him and do what we do so we don't go to hell and have that ultimate selfishness instead of that ultimate love. So today is based on what we learned last week. We need to know that we're loved by God. And then when we know that, then we respond to that love by loving God back. Huh? And what God teaches us in the thing is to love him with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength. Why? Because that's the way he loves us, right? When he went to the cross, he loved us with all his mind, all his soul, all his strength. He loved us with everything. And so once we experience that, we want to love him back. But what does that look like? Well, the first thing it looks like is we pray to him every day. We're in relationship with him every day, and that we obey him. Those are the two things that we do to prove that we love God, right? First of all, we sit there and we spend time with him in prayer. And again, I just want us to reflect on our lives and think, do I desire my time with Jesus, my time with the Father, my time with the Spirit more than I desire my next breath? Do I do what I do out of love, or do I do what I do out of obligation? If, again, we're not in daily prayer with the Lord, that just shows that we're not loving God the way he wants us to. And I don't want you to go crazy over that. I just want you to think, yeah. You know, again, I've told you the story. If you've read my book, you've heard the story about when I was about to be ordained a deacon. And I was with Father Peterson in what's now our Hope House, but at that time was Avila House. And I was doing my five-day retreat, and he made me one day go down and kneel before the Blessed Sacrament. And he says, you open the Word of God, and when you open the Word of God, you spend time with whatever verse he gives you. That's what God wants to say to you. And I'm usually an obedient, you mightn't think so, but I'm usually an obedient type person when it comes to spiritual direction. So I kneel before Jesus, I say, speak to my heart your word. I open up the Bible and it says from John, I know you so well, and you have no love of God inside of you. Slam the purple closed, and I thought, excuse me, I'm going to take a vow of celibacy. I will be a virgin forever and ever and ever. I think that's pretty good about showing you how much I love you. But I left because I was irritated with God. You ever get irritated with God? I walked out of the chapel and I thought, well, that's not really nice. I was trying to be all these things. So anyway, I go back a couple hours later and I kneel before Jesus and I say, Jesus, speak to my heart your word. And I open up the Holy Word of God and it came to the exact same passage. I know you so well and you have no love of God in your heart. Now again, people, I'm going to be ordained a deacon. I had prayed all those years and yet God looked at me twice and said, I did not love him. I was quite irritated. Walked out, sat there and took a nap so I wouldn't have to pay any attention to God at all. Came downstairs again for my third time of prayer, knelt before Jesus and said, Jesus, speak to my heart your word, but be nice to me, would you? I opened up the Word of God. Same thing. I know you so well, and you have no love of God inside of you. And then I started to weep because he was right. So just because we're going to be priests or deacons and just because we go to Mass on Sunday, it does not mean that we have the love of God within us. So when I looked at him and I said, then Jesus, you who created me, I give you permission to recreate me and put love of you inside of me. And he did. So the same with you. If you look in your heart, you don't have daily committed prayer, you're not, you know, as in love with God as you need to be, ask him today, Jesus, I don't love you the way I'm called to. Create, recreate my heart and help me to love you above all things. And he'll never say no to that prayer if you ask him. The second part of that loving God is that if he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So we can jump up and down all we want and say, I love God, I love God. But if we're not obeying him and keeping his commandments, we're a lie, right? That's the way we prove that we love God, is by living his commandments, all the commandments, huh? Going to Mass on Sunday, you know, no sex before marriage, not getting drunk on purpose, whatever it happens to be. We don't do those things, not because we're afraid to go into hell, but because if I love him, I want to please him. It's that simple, huh? So we start that first, but then God shows us that love of him can never be separated from our love of other people. And he shows that most explicitly in the first reading, right? He says you need to take care of the aliens. You need to take care of the widows. And he says, if you don't, then I will kill you, and then your wife will be a widow, and your kids will be orphans. And you go, well, is that very nice? But he's trying to teach us that we need to love one another if God's going to take care of us. And the greatest commandment of God, if we love him, we keep his commandments, is to love one another. It's the only thing I put out in there when I first got there, and it's still there as you walk out the church on the back of the sign, love one another. This has got to be. Today we have 30 new families coming and joining our parish. And as we come and we have these 30 new families coming in, the number one thing we got to do with these families is what? Love them, and they gotta love us too. That's not gonna be as easy, just telling you. But the reality is, we love each other. This is what makes us followers of Jesus. And so today, he talks about what he wants of us, that we love him above all things, and we love others the way he commanded us to. That means we go to the cross for them. And this is not a simple reality. It'll kill you, and that's the point. And then when we die for love of God and love of others, we always get greater life. That's always the call, that we give up our life and we receive new life. So today, let's ask for the grace that we would love God above all things, that we'd obey him in all things, and we'd love others the way he's commanded us. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now,